May I speak in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. The parable of the Good Samaritan is one that is probably very familiar to most of us. So familiar, in fact, that we don't think much about it. After all, we know the story. And we know, or think we know, the moral of that story. But when a story becomes that familiar to us, we can easily overlook things that might be important. So it's worth taking another look. Jesus tells this parable in response to a question that he is asked. Specifically, a man asks Jesus what he needs to do to inherit eternal life. Instead of answering in true Jesus fashion, he bats the question back like a tennis player returning a serve, saying, "What is in the law? What do you read there?" And the man answers with what Jesus himself elsewhere says are the greatest commandments: love the Lord your God and love your neighbor as yourself. And Jesus tells him he has answered correctly. All he needs to do are those two things. But Luke tells us, wanting to justify himself, he asked Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" But what he's really asking is, who isn't my neighbor? In other words, who can I get away with not loving and still be living a righteous life? At first glance, one might think that the parable answers this question, but really, I'm not sure that it does. Now, if the Samaritan of the parable, a representative of a group that is generally accepted were despised and distrusted by the Jewish people of Jesus' day, was the injured man on the road and a Jewish person stopped to help him, then the parable will answer the question, who is my neighbor? But the parable doesn't end with Jesus saying, who was the neighbor that the righteous person helped? He ends by saying, who was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of robbers? Jesus has completely turned the question around. In effect, he is saying to his questioner, you've asked the wrong question. The correct question isn't, who is my neighbor? The correct question is, what do I need to do to be more neighborly? The first answer to that question, what do I need to do to be more neighborly, may well be, stop worrying about being outwardly righteous. The two presumably righteous characters in the parable, the priest and the Levite, completely fail to be neighborly. They pass by on the other side. These were men who would have known the law. They would have known that they were to love their neighbor as themselves. They would have known that they were to help someone in need. So why wouldn't they stop to help? As people have sought to interpret and explain this parable over the years, reasons for why a priest and a Levite might behave this way and why Jesus' listeners might have accepted their behavior as okay have been put forth. Perhaps they thought he was already dead, and by handling a body they would become ritually unclean, unable to perform their duties in the temple. Perhaps they feared it was a ruse to get wealthy passers-by to stop so that they could be ambushed and mugged. Perhaps they were just in a hurry. In fact, this might be the most plausible explanation. I don't know if any of you have heard of the psychology experiment done in the early 1970s that has become known as the Good Samaritan experiment. But in that study, seminary students were tasked with giving a talk either on jobs that they think they would be effective or a talk on the Good Samaritan parable. They started in one place filling in some forms and they were told to go to another building to give their talk. Some were told they were running late and had to hurry. Others weren't. And on the way they encountered a person much like the poor man in the parable of the Good Samaritan, slumped on the ground, apparently in distress, but who was in fact part of the experiment. And it turned out that those who were told they were late and had to hurry passed by on the other side, even if they had prepared a talk on the Good Samaritan parable. So even when we know what we ought to do, sometimes the pressures of life can interfere with us doing it. Maybe we should be more generous in our thoughts towards the priest and the Levite of the story. But whatever the reason, in the parable, it's not the righteous priest or Levite who stopped to give aid. It is, of course, significant that the one who does stop to help is a Samaritan, an outsider, a foreigner, one who outwardly does not appear righteous, but whose actions show that he is, when asked by Jesus who was a neighbor to the man who fell among robbers. The questioner is forced to acknowledge that it wasn't the upstanding citizens in the story, it was the outsider, the one who would not be expected to be righteous, the one who showed him mercy. Go, Jesus says, and do likewise. The parable of the Good Samaritan challenges us in two ways. First, in the way that most of us have probably learned to be challenged by it since we first heard it, that we should show mercy to those in need, even when it is distasteful or dangerous, even if the one needing mercy is utterly different from us. And, bearing in mind the Good Samaritan experiment, even when we're in a hurry and it's inconvenient. But it also challenges us not to judge others. Even those who may not seem righteous or even respectable may be good neighbors. One day, someone we least expect might show us kindness and care when we need it. When Jesus told the lawyer who questioned him to go and do likewise, I think he was saying more than just be kind to those in need, important as that is. I think he was telling him to forget his question, who is my neighbor? Every member of creation is our neighbor. No one is to be denied mercy. Appearing righteous isn't enough. Your heart has to be right. What you desire has to be right. As St. Paul puts it, we need to be bearing good fruit. And doing the minimum to fulfill the letter of the law isn't enough. For us, just as for the man who questioned Jesus, if we really want to be righteous, then we need to have our hearts set on doing God's will, obeying the full spirit of the law, caring for those in need, even when it is costly, as the Good Samaritan of the story did. Go, Jesus tells us, and do likewise. Amen.